Someone who was having a pretty good day wrapping up the week last week was 8th District Congressman Mike Bishop in Washington, D.C., as the House passed through House Bill 2028. This is the Energy and Water Bill. A lot of stuff in here. If you want to ever have a good time, just go on the Appropriations website. You can look through the drafts, look through all of this, the way it's spaced out. There's a lot of moving parts in this particular bill, but there's some good things in here for the Great Lakes, for Great Lakes Water, for energy overall, and for a major project at Michigan State University. Joining us now is the Congressman from D.C. Good morning, Congressman Bishop.
Good morning.
Well, so I guess I want to get to the back end first here, which is under science and nuclear in this bill. There's some funding here, some important funding over at MSU for the Facility for Rare Isotope Beams project. And for people who haven't been by to see it, I mean, they have poured a football field worth of concrete. This is a huge and major science and research project at Michigan State, tied with the federal government, and you've secured some more, at least on the House side here, through the appropriations, the purse strings, you've secured some more funding for this.
Yes, it's very important, and those that haven't seen it should see it, but it is the envy of the world right now, as we have scientists from all over the world converging on the MSU campus to participate in this, and it's going to be an incredible economic impact to the state. It's going to be an incredible opportunity for scientists to continue this research on rare isotopy.
And you're at $98 million here, right? For this as part of the part of the ramp up with this project.
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. Yes. And how far, Congressman, in terms of overall funding with this right now? Not the ongoing, once the thing is up and running, which it's nowhere near yet, still in the build phase. But, I mean, are these yearly steps that have to be taken with each set of fiscal year appropriations just to keep the ball moving down the field, the train moving down the tracks, as it were?
That's correct. It is coming under budget, and they're working faster than they thought they would, and which is great. But it is an ongoing responsibility that we maintain certain funding levels mm-hmm. to ensure that the project continues on.
And it's doing so with $98 million. Of course, goes to the other side. We'll see what kind of tug of war there is. But coming out of the House again, where the purse strings are controlled with appropriations, this is a big deal for the FRIB project. What about the overall bill itself for energy and water? And your take here being that that's a huge issue for us here, being the Great Lakes State.
It's very important. We follow it very closely. I'm glad it was the first budget bill up. But it, you know, there are a lot of things in Michigan that many folks really don't realize are dependent upon these federal budgets. Our Harbor Maintenance Trust Fund, for example, is an important part of this budget. We do dredging every year, and dredging is not only important for the recreational side of our Great Lakes, but also for our economy. And to ensure that our ports are free and clear, and we're able to move our goods throughout our state, and water quality as well. You know, that's another issue that is so very important to the Great Lakes, and maybe not so important for a state like Montana or Ohio, but for Michigan, it is an important area. We depend greatly on our Great Lakes, and we hold the natural resources in high regard, and we protect them to the best of our ability.
So, and this package goes through House Bill 2028 for energy and water. Again, part of this, the FRIB funding as well for Michigan State University. Congressman, you're watching Michigan at least very briefly today in a variety of ways, being kind of at the epicenter for 2016 presidential politics on the GOP side, because you've got Dr. Ben Carson making his announcement official. In Detroit, you have Carly Fiorina, who will be in Lansing next week as a speaker, putting out a video this morning. She's in. You got Scott Walker visiting today for lunch. You got Governor Rick Snyder, who keeps hinting at this, that, and the other. I'm sure I'm missing somebody here, but that covers a lot of ground, doesn't it?
It sure does. It does make life interesting. The Republican side is full of, you know, different candidates from different perspectives. I think it's good to have an open discussion about issues, and I'm glad that Governor Snyder's being considered in the mix. It gives Michigan the opportunity to showcase itself. We are the comeback state, and it's the solutions that have been pursued here in Michigan and have been implemented by this administration are the very solutions that could be used nationwide. And I'm glad that Governor Snyder and his team are being discussed.
Are you going to, Congressman Bishop, are you going to sit this one out, though, for a while in terms of your own endorsement and see how things, I guess, shake out amongst what could be easily double digits in terms of candidates on the GOP side?
I think it's important that that we sit it out just to see how the debate goes. It's important for both Republicans and Democrats to hear what the candidates have to say. I'm fascinated by all these different perspectives, and Jeb Bush in that mix as well. I think it brings the entire spectrum of the Republican side. And it's important for us to hear what they have to say.
It's you got to shake it up now like a snow globe. There's a lot of lot of stuff going on there right now. All right, Congressman Mike Bishop for the 8th District here in Michigan, new congressman, talking about the energy and water bill, talking about the FRIB, and talking about presidential politics. As always, the talking about part, we appreciate having you on the program.
Anytime. I'd love to be here. Thank you very much.